It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eagles Radiothon rolls on. Reminder, the website you want to check out today, and this goes through 5 o'clock today. So 5 o'clock, you got about 10 and a half more hours to go at EaglesRadiothon.com. That's EaglesRadiothon.com to see and bid on all the tremendous items. There's over 100 items up for bid, including a Kelce Christmas, which we'll talk to our next guest about, Jason Kelce. Good morning, Jason.
Joe, how we doing?
How are you, pal?
Doing great.
You excited, man? Jason, 4 days from now, this thing gets real. You excited?
Yeah, of course. You know, we've been in training camp for over a month now, and camp's always fun for the first week or so, and then you're just kind of chomping at the bit, waiting to kind of get things going. And especially that last week, you know, you've played against your teammates so much to that point.
Yeah.
You've seen the same defenses, and I think everybody's excited to run these plays and do things. I guess the New England Patriots, for sure.
Jason, I'm sure it's a bit of both, but I'm curious, which is it more for you when you look ahead to Sunday and any week one, as you know, now you've done it so many times? Is it more excitement or is it more
focused? I don't know which one is more, I guess. You know, I mean, I guess focused. I mean, you're always excited for the start of the season.
Sure.
But, you know, you get in such a routine in the NFL of coming in, today's our Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to come in, we're going to install, you know, the first and second down runs, the base blitz packages, like all of these things become so routine, and you get used to focusing and preparing in these ways so that you're ready to go on game day. So I think it's probably more focused than it is during training camp. You're finally game planning and
sure,
you're really amping up all the specific plays for your opponent as opposed to just kind of doing what you do. So I think it's both.
Yeah,
I
mean, no, that makes sense. Totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Jason, you and your teammates and the entire Eagles organization have done magnificent work in recent years to support the Eagles Autism Foundation. And you're a part this year with an item which is really cool and diversified in a lot of ways, a Kelce Christmas. Now, John, here's the deal. Check this out here. So this is for a listener and up to 5 family members to take a holiday photo with Jason in a in a Philadelphia Eagles studio at the NovaCare Complex. It's a good start, right? I mean,
for sure.
Good start. But then you also get a Philly special Christmas, the 2023 album, which, of course, the team's coming out with and some of the players coming out with, autographed by Jason. You're also going to get a tour of the NovaCare Complex for you and those 5 family members, which is phenomenal. By the way, I'm
incredible.
Sure that Lombardi trophy can be, you know, passed upon as when you get that tour. There it is, right when you walk in the Lombardi trophy. You know, you get digital photos of the entire experience, and you get the Philly Special Christmas 2022 album displayed and autographed by Jason, Jordan Mulata, and Lane Johnson.
And didn't Jason write a song for that album? Am I correct?
Yeah.
Jason, that's
right.
Amazing. Is it a good song?
Yeah. I have no idea. Richie, you know, I mean, I don't know. I wrote a melody and lyrics.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It was
what inspired you?
So I was sitting out on the porch with my daughter, Bennett, and she's screaming and hollering. And we had just had her, and we had just kind of gotten ready. We had just agreed that we were going to do another album for this year, for the Christmas times. And I'm sitting out there. She won't stop crying. And I'm kind of in this state of, like, woe is me, right? Like, what is going on right now? How can I get this girl to stop? I start singing to her, and she usually stops crying when I sing to her. And I had gotten this melody in my head, and I got in this idea that, you know, being a parent, you know, you do so many things on Christmas Eve, and you do all these things for your kids. And at that moment, you know, it was hard, right? Mm-hmm. And it was frustrating to be a parent. But then the moment she, like, stops crying, and you know, you see her smile or something like that, you know, you get kind of re-ingrained as to, you know, it's all worth it, or it's all, you know, this is the reason we're doing it, is to serve and help them. And for some reason in my head, I started thinking, you know, this is kind of what Santa Claus is probably going through on Christmas Eve. Uh-huh. He's like, man, I gotta, you know, get the sleigh ready and go get all these presents and deliver them to the entire world in a 24-hour span. He's probably, like, kind of regretting the journey that's about to take.
There's a lot on his plate.
And, yeah. And then it kind of comes full circle at the end. So it was really cool, man. And actual musicians help us make this record. And that was one of the most fun experiences I've had ever in music, was taking the lyrics and melody into a room with, you know, Charlie Hall, War on Drugs drummer, Eliza, you know, Beeves, Zach, all these guys that helped bring that, like, we all collectively really made the song. It's kind of what I'm saying. Like, it was a really, really fun experience on, like, how a song kind of happens.
Wow.
It was cool. Very cool experience.
Team building experience on top of team building experience, I'm sure. How good can this team be, Jason?
We have all the talent. You know, I think that's evident. You know, we're returning so many guys on offense, and we were really, really good last year. We have great defensive players. A lot of young guys are going to get opportunities who have a lot of talent as well. And, you know, I think I try not to think too much of nations, like, you know, that's so in the future, and so there's so many things, variables that can affect that, whether it's injuries or whatnot. I think the bottom line is, you know, we can be as good as anybody else in this league or better if we put in the work and we focus, you know, to Joe's point, each and every day. And I think that's always been, you know, Nick finds different creative ways to try and say that. But that's really what it is. You know, each and every day you come here with a purpose to get better. Players, coaches, everybody in the front office, there's a culture here to try and improve in some way every single day. And mm-hmm. if you keep stacking that with the talent that we have, I feel very confident we can be among the best teams in the NFL, for sure.
I'm so fascinated with the concept of connecting and the way that Nick Sirianni has sort of brought that here. Has Nick changed you into a nicer person who considers his teammates' feelings? And how is that rectifiable with being a nice person like that? How is that rectifiable with being an ass kicker on Sunday?
Well, yeah, I've been towing that line for 20 years. I think
you and Doc and Reggie White all had that nice guy thing that had to go out there and kick someone's tail. I mean, that's just the way, that's the game.
High level.
I'm sorry, Jason, your phone broke up. I'm sorry. Go ahead, pal.
Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, to play the game at a high level, you have to have some type of switch where, you know, you're a dog, you're a killer out there on game day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's way everybody kind of does that some way. Some guys are complete assholes. And some guys are just, the level of intensity is just insane. And the competitive spirit and fire is unrelenting. To answer your question, no, I don't think connecting and preaching, you know, being nice to your teammates is at all changed. I don't think any of that, that isn't the part that's, you know, I think it's more of like an emphasis of, you know, go hang out with the guys, talk to the guys, mm-hmm. create meaningful, you know, be open with your teammates and talk to one another. And, you know, I think that that happens. Like every coach kind of says that. Every team in the NFL tries to go out on Thursday or Friday night and eat dinner. And I think you just try and find ways to continue to build that relationship. And I think it's important. I think that's really what Nick is more stressing is like, you know, and for me as an older guy, it really hits home because I think Matthew Stafford had a quote like last week or something like that about how hard it is to kind of connect when you're, you know, a generation now outside of kind mm-hmm. of the young guys coming into the league. And, you know, you get used to everybody just kind of knowing you in the building. But each year there's new guys coming in. If you don't go out of your way to introduce yourself, to ask where they're from, little things like that, all of a sudden you start stacking years. And it's like, you know, 5-6 years in and you like, man, I don't really know half of my teammates anymore. And, you know, I think that that's the emphasis, is to not get to that point, continue to talk to you guys, continue to connect. And on game day, I mean, you know, I don't know if I'm nicer or not. I get in fights half the time. The whole thing with the Colts, you know. I have a very, you know, I'm emotional, man, and I wear it on my sleeve, and sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad. And, you know, you just roll with it. And I think at the end of the day, your teammates respect you when you're honest and upfront and who you are, regardless of what that is. And you just go out there and you on game day, you got to go out there and you got to be relentless. You have to be aggressive. You know, I think at that point, the connectiveness should fuel that, should make you want to go harder. It should make you, you know, want to fight for the guy next to you and all that other stuff. So I don't know if that answers the question, but.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, no, I think it's, yeah, Jason Kelce with us here, thoughtful and poignant as always. By the way, Jason's going to be a regular guest on our show every Wednesday during the season at 7:30, different time today in part because practice time got moved up because of the heat. But Jason will be with us all through the season, 7:30 every Wednesday. Jason, as you embark on this year, I'm curious how much in the offseason you thought back to the last time you were coming through a somewhat similar experience, getting to the Super Bowl and winning 2017, and then largely struggling in 2018. You eventually made your way to the playoffs, but it was a roller coaster of a year. Did you think in the offseason about, you know, sort of the unexpected craziness of 2018 and how to try to avoid that this year?
No, I think you always try and draw on your experiences, whatever years they are. And obviously, coming off of a Super Bowl season, you know, it's different. You know, you're shorter off season. So you try and, you know, make sure you try and think back to things that you thought didn't go right or you didn't do necessarily as well as you could have. And, you know, how can you move forward this time and not make those same mistakes? But it's always going to be different. You know, every season is different. You know, what happened in 2018, you know, there are a lot of factors there. You know, obviously Carson's coming off of an ACL tear injury, and I think there's a lot of things that go into the success and failures of every season, and there are certain things that I'm trying to make sure that we don't repeat and have been trying to, and I think that you just try and keep your foot on the gas. And that's been the main emphasis, but I don't think that that's been unique for me. And in 2018, you know, we tried to do it as well. That was the emphasis all in 2018. So, you know, hopefully we've done a better job this year of continuing to improve and be ready to go. And, you know, we've had, you know, less factors and, you know, circumstances that have affected the off season, like we did in 2018,
sure,
with the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think a little bit more continuity, at least offensively, hopefully breeds a better start and getting to go early.
Yeah, it makes sense. It does. Jason with us here. Jason, by the way, the item, Kelce Christmas, right now up for bid at EaglesRadiothon.com. Now up to $7,000. Let's get this even higher.
Whoa!
Chance to hang out with Jason, get that tour of the NovaCare. It's going to be great. So $7,000, the Kelce Christmas. Let's get that thing north of $10,000 for sure. Jason, are you excited about this Amazon Prime show you've got called Kelce? You know, featuring you from last year. I mean, that's pretty amazing, man.
Yeah, it feels weird, if I'm being honest. And I was the one who wanted to start doing this. But I guess I always thought it would be after I was done playing and, you know, kind of retroactively on transitioning out of the NFL. So the idea was initially. And I'm really excited. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of Philadelphians that have been behind this documentary. The company that we started with from the get-go was a Philadelphia production company. We've been filming stuff for over 2 years now, and, you know, I'm excited for everyone involved to finally have a finished product and for there to be something for us all to enjoy. The premiere that we have lined up this week is not great timing, if I'm being honest. Like, you know, we got the New England Patriots on Sunday. I'd much rather just focus on that. But, you know, there's so many people involved in this, and, you know, I think it's important to be able to celebrate all of their efforts and energy that they put into this film. I think it sheds a very strong light on Philadelphia. I think it's going to come through really good. But we'll see, man. I don't know. It's so close for me, and obviously my whole family's a part of it. And,
yeah.
You know, I tear up all over the place watching it, but I'll be interested to see what the reception is, and just happy that it's out there.
Well, you should be proud of what you've accomplished, Jason. I mean, you've led a remarkable life, and you've really achieved. Jason, how's your brother doing? I mean, getting banged up this week with his knee in Kansas City. How is he?
I talked to him yesterday, and I've done the same thing. You know, you just plant, or, you know, you do something and your knee hyperextends. Actually, I mean, if I'm being truthful, the last time I did this, I was making a bonfire outside, and I thought I was strong enough to kick a piece of wood in half, and I hyperextended my knee and did the same thing, bone bruise.
Oh, no.
So, you know.
I don't recall you missing any time for that, Jason.
No. It was in the middle of the season, but my knee did swell up. And I was like, man, that was the dumbest thing I've done in a long time. But, Trav, this was out on the field. He did, I know he's got some swelling going on. But it sounds like as long as they can get that down, you know, he's going to have a chance to go. The ligaments and everything are intact structurally. From what we know right now, his knee's fine. So really it's about getting that swelling down and then seeing how bruised that bone is, because, you know, if you guys have ever had those, they can be pretty painful, especially if it's in a spot that's rubbing all the time. Mm. And that can kind of shut down your muscles and do other things. But I think he's going to be good to go. I really do.
Good, good. A Kelce Christmas at $7,000. Get bidding at EaglesRadiothon.com. Jason, good luck to you on Sunday in New England, obviously all season long. We look forward to talking to you. Again, the time will be 7:30 on a weekly basis every single Wednesday. And, Jason, we look forward to that. And maybe more than anything, we just look forward to seeing Eagles games back and seeing how you guys do, man. So good luck. Be an ass kicker as you always are, and we'll be following all season long. Thank you, Jason.
All right. Thanks. Cheers, you guys.
You got it, man. All right, Jason.
Thanks, Jason.
Kelce.